Property taxes make up a third of the city of Los Angeles's revenue, and some people say a 30-year-old loophole has allowed corporations to pay less property taxes than they should. Emmanuel Martinez explains.
Sunny Martinez, a full-time student and single parent, feels cheated.
And the average time it takes for a community college student to get out of ELAC is 4 to 5 years. And it's not because they're not intelligent or because they're not motivated.
Martinez is in his third year at East Los Angeles Community College, and some of the classes he needs are full, or they are not offered because of budget cuts.
There's a reason why there's budget cuts every semester at a community college.
He says one of those reasons is a loophole in the state law pertaining to property taxes. You've probably heard of Proposition 13. It was passed by California voters in 1978 as part of the taxpayer revolt. Under Prop 13, property taxes only go up when the home is sold. That means the longer someone stays in their home, the less property taxes they pay, and therefore, the less money the state collects. The same is true for corporations, but they've found a way around having the taxes go up when property is sold. If corporations buy property but don't assume more than 50% ownership, there is no tax hike.
So thus, they don't have to change ownership. If they don't have to change ownership, they don't have to reassess the property value.
And the reason corporations wouldn't want a change of ownership?
So they basically pay the property value of decades ago.
But while corporations gain, everyone else loses. According to David Green, a children's social worker for the County of Los Angeles and current secretary for SEIU Local 21.
The unfortunate consequence of that is $10 million less for community, for the County of Los Angeles, and property tax revenue, which we need, quite frankly.
Green says $10 million is how much Brookfield office properties will save under the tax loophole. He and Martinez were outside Brookfield's office in downtown Los Angeles today. Brookfield is in the process of purchasing 4 buildings in downtown Los Angeles: the Wells Fargo, the gas company, KPMG, and 77 Towers. Brookfield says it would not comment because they don't own the buildings yet. But Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association says Prop 13 isn't the problem. It's the enforcement of change of ownership provisions. Emmanuel Martinez, Annenberg Radio News.